The Weekly Wag with the Humane Society of Huron Valley on the Lucy Ann Lance Show, 1290 WLBY. Wendy Welch back with us, Director of Communications and Marketing at Humane Society. I want to talk about our pet first today. Who is it?
Oh, Breezy. Breezy is a cat, Lucy Ann, and she is about 15 years old. Really tiny, only about 7 pounds, and a little tabby cat she is. She originally came to us as a stray. She is on the senior side, right? Although, you know, I've had cats that have, been around for 20 years. So she still has some time here, but she was a little overwhelmed in our shelter. So right now she's in a foster home awaiting her forever home. So crossing my fingers, we'll be able to find her one before the holidays.
And I see that she needs to be your only cat, right?
Yes, she does. Yes. So she was totally overwhelmed with we have a fantastic shelter thanks to supporters here in at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. But it is full of animals. And so, you know, animals who've been, you know, with someone for a long time come into our shelter and they're like, oh my goodness, too much for me. that's why. And yeah, she would like to be your one and only cat.
Okay. So she's just under 16 years old, but can I tell you, she looks young. I'm surprised.
Right? Yes, she does. And she's pretty spry too. Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's got the cutest little mouth. Like it almost looks like she like took a little marker and made herself like a mustache and beard.
I know. There's black all around her mouth. And then she's got the white whiskers coming out from that. But these eyes are gorgeous green eyes. Boy, she's beautiful. Yep. Beautiful.
Yeah. And just being 7 pounds, so she's the cutest little thing on your lap. Anyway, she's a sweetheart. I hope someone's going to adopt her soon.
Well, how big are cats anyway? How much do they weigh? Because my Bo and Brixton, the Bichons, they each weigh 16 pounds.
Mm-hmm. That would be big for a cat. That's what my cat weighs. On the very large size.
Okay. I see where it's going. But a typical weight for a cat is maybe?
Yeah, around 10
Okay.
pounds.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So she's a little tiny thing. She's cute. She's just darling. Looks like she's got a black tail too.
Yes. Yep. She does. And it's like the tiger went big time on her tail. So dark stripe.
Well, her name is Breezy, and you can see her right now by going to hshv.org. Click on the adoptions, and all of the animals currently available are alphabetized on there. Breezy, B-R-E-E-Z-Y, looking for a home. And what was her story? She came from a home, is that right?
Yeah, she did. So originally we got her as a stray, but she had ID. And so again, I'll get on my soapbox for a second. Folks, super important, especially with cats somehow, for them to have, but all animals really, to have a microchip ID, because that allows us to find whoever their owner is. So we were able to, and unfortunately they couldn't take care of her any longer. So then now she's up for adoption.
Oh. Oh, poor little kitty cat. It's got to be so hard for them to having been with a family and that they can't take care of her. And she just looks so sweet. What an exquisite kitty. Breezy is her name. Our pet of the week from the Humane Society of Huron Valley, which is located at 3100 Cherry Hill Road in the village of Dixboro, just to the northeast of Ann Arbor. So you want to take Plymouth Road out of town, and then you're going to take a right on Cherry Hill Road, and it's just down the ways there, just past the Dexter General Store, down the road from Moonwinks, trying to give everyone kind of some identifying things to find you tucked away there. But it is a beautiful, beautiful place. You have, since we have a cat up for adoption, I want to talk about your Cats and Kids event that's coming up soon. Tell us about this.
On Friday, December 19th, over at our cat cafe on the other side of town, over off of Zeeb Road, we have Tiny Lions Lounge and Adoption Center. And Cats and Kids is a drop-off event for parents. This is ideally timed, I feel like, Lucy Ann, right? Like busy holiday times. Everybody needs a little break from each other. Maybe parents need some time to do some gift getting or gift wrapping or whatever,
right,
or chilling out time. So Cats and Kids is taking place over there from 7:15 to 8:45. You can drop your kids off at 7:15, come back at 8:45, in between, do whatever you want to do, obviously, and we will entertain your kids with the cats at the Cat Cafe and lots of activities and everything for them too. Popcorn, juice, we'll have a blast. So this is for ages 6 to 11, and you can check it and all of our events out on our website, of course, hshv.org.
And you said this is on the 19th?
It is.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So December 19th, tickets are $20, includes popcorn and juice, 7:15 to 8:45 p.m., and doors open at 7:10 p.m., and this is for kids ages 6 to 11. I bet you they have a blast with those kitty cats.
They do. Lucy and I have to tell you, a long time ago, we used to have a movie. We used to show a movie during this, and then we realized, no, not one of the kids was watching the movie. They were all entertained with a cat, so we were like, forget the movie. We will just bring out some, you know, crafts and everything when they want to in between, and the cat enjoy stuff.
You had built-in entertainment, and you didn't even know it.
Exactly. Well,
that is a beautiful story. Cats and Kids, you can find out more at hshv.org. And if you just want to Google Humane Society of Huron Valley and Cats and Kids, it pops right up and you can log right in there and get registered. I want to mention, too, when you go to hshv.org, a flag pops up and it says, keep bellies full and warm, give today. And this is to encourage donations. And it says it costs $2.30 to feed a homeless animal for one day. And that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. You know, we have lots of thousands of animals come through our doors. We are the only shelter in Washtenaw County. We are a large shelter, obviously, and we're open admission. And so we accept all animals, no matter of their condition. Some animals, you know, like puppies, you know, come in and out of our doors really quickly. But then we have some other animals, especially senior animals, who stay with us for a longer amount of time. So feeding them and caring for them, you know, takes money. And we appreciate every dollar that people donate to us. And we are a 4-star charity navigator, too. 4 out of 4 stars, meaning that all of the money is spent well, wisely. And you can see, of course, all this information. We publish all our statistics, all of that information on our website at hshv.org.
Oh, that's beautiful. And it's so nice that your gift is matched right now up to $10,000 by a generous anonymous donor, making 2 times the meals for homeless animals this holiday season. So it doesn't get better than that. Your dollar has a lot of power. And if you have it in you to be able to give, now is a great time to do that. Visit hshv.org and right away it'll pop up. Keep bellies full and warm. How come each of my dogs costs about $5 a day? That's what I want to know.
Yes. Well, we buy in bulk. Oh, that could be part of it, right?
Okay. I just thought I'd bring that up to you.
And one might think yours probably get pretty great food.
Well, can I tell you something? They've gotten spoiled because there was a time when Bo had a little tummy issue. So I went to canned food, to Hill's Science Diet canned food, and it solved the problem. And since then, this little guy will not go back. And if he doesn't go back, the other little boy doesn't want the kibbles either. So
siblings, I love it.
Yeah, I know. Although I must admit, when I run out of the wet and all I have is the dry, they'll eat anything.
Yeah. It's true. Necessity.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I love it. Aww. Wendy, thank you so much. And I hope that Breezy, right? Breezy?
Yeah.
Gets adopted real soon, our beautiful tiger cat, and she's waiting for you at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. Thanks so much, Wendy. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lucianne. Appreciate you.
HSHV.org. Get all the details. And our thanks to Wendy Welch, Director of Communications and Marketing over at the Humane Society of Huron Valley. I'm the Lucianne Lance Show each week here with the Weekly WAG, 1290 WLBY.